In New York, a battle of the stock exchanges is taking shape. Today, the NASDAQ said it will buy a company called Instinet, which owns an important electronic trading system. Just 2 days ago, the New York Stock Exchange announced it was buying an electronic trading system of its own. NPR's Jim Zaroli joins us from New York to help make sense of all this. Jim, first of all, what is Instinet and why does NASDAQ want to buy it?
Well, Instinet is a popular electronic stock trading network that's owned mostly by Reuters. If you want to buy a stock that is listed on the NASDAQ exchange, like Microsoft or Intel, you can do it through NASDAQ. Then NASDAQ takes a little cut of the trade. But you can also buy it through another electronic exchanges, and one of the biggest of these is Instinet. So with this deal that was announced today, NASDAQ is essentially buying one of its competitors, and NASDAQ is hoping it will make it bigger and stronger and attract more listed companies. I should add that Instinet also owns some other assets, like a brokerage division, which will be sold off to a group of outside investors as part of this deal.
So how does NASDAQ make money by acquiring Instinet?
In several ways. First, it gets a little bit of extra money on the additional trades it does. More important, this combined network will be buying and selling a lot more shares every day, which means its trading will be more liquid. And this is important to stock traders because they like to know that if they want to buy a large chunk of Microsoft stock, for instance, that there's a big pool of shares to choose from. It makes it easier to get the prices they want. NASDAQ is clearly hoping that this increased liquidity will be in itself a draw. They'll not only have their own customers and Instinets, but they'll get additional customers as well, including the big hedge funds and institutional investors that the exchanges really like.
Now, I can't imagine this is pure coincidence, this deal coming on the heels of the earlier deal announced by the New York Stock Exchange.
Well, the Instinet deal has been in the works for a long time, so it's not, strictly speaking, a reaction to the New York Stock Exchange deal. It's safe to say that both NASDAQ and the New York Exchange are sort of responding to the same market forces. You have some really extraordinary changes taking place right now. One big change, of course, is the dominance of electronic trading. Now, even the New York Stock Exchange has bought its own electronic trading system, Archipelago. The exchange is hoping that having this new electronic system will help it get new listed companies, companies that have always seen the exchange's floor-based trading system, which everybody is familiar with, as kind of old-fashioned.
As you cast forward with these changes in line here, what will the stock market look like in the future?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, this is an evolving process. It is hard to know where it's going to lead. One thing that is happening is that the stock exchanges are increasingly trading each other's stocks. About 20% of the New York Stock Exchange listed stocks that are traded every day go through NASDAQ. About 25% of NASDAQ listed stocks are traded on Archipelago, which is now being acquired by the New York Stock Exchange. So there aren't the barriers that there were. The exchanges are sort of freer to compete with each other, and they're competing really intensely. And this is something that has been encouraged by federal regulators.
And do those regulators still have to weigh in on these deals?
Yes, the Securities and Exchange Commission has to approve these deals. That's going to be interesting to watch. Earlier this month, the SEC voted on whether to extend something called the trade-through rule to NASDAQ. The debate among the commissioners was very contentious, but the SEC chairman, William Donaldson, has made it really clear that he wants to change the way the markets operate, even if some entrenched interests are hurt along the way.
Jim, if I'm an investor, how do these deals affect me?
Well, you know, the conventional wisdom has always been that big investors, like, you know, pension funds and mutual funds, benefit from electronic trading, that they like it because they like their trades done quickly. And they don't like a lot of people knowing when they make a trade, which is always a problem with the floor-based system, the New York Stock Exchange-based system that everybody knows about. But I think some people will also say that electronic trading is also good for small investors, because in the long run, it means things cost less. It takes a lot of money to operate a big floor-based system like the New York Stock Exchange. You have to pay a lot of big salaries. And if you get rid of that, some people would say all investors are going to benefit from it.
Okay. NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York. Jim, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.